A new survey by Bankrate.com finds that just 44% of us could cover an unplanned $1,000 expense, such as a car repair or emergency room bill, from savings. Is that better or worse than it's been? Insight from Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate. Greg, what are we learning?
Well, there's good news and there's bad news. Good news is we've saw the highest percentage of Americans can cover an unplanned $1,000 expense out of savings than we've seen in any of the 8 years we've been polling on this. Bad news is it's just 44%. And so that means more than half of Americans are still in a position where they couldn't cover an unplanned expense of $1,000 with savings and they would have to resort to something else.
Wow. So I'm just kind of thinking broadly here. All the government stimulus that went out, the child tax credit payments, commuting expenses largely back in our pockets. Where's the money?
That explains the needle moving a little bit. We did see the needle move. Didn't move very much, but it did move. Okay. And you are seeing that reflective of the fact that there is a focus on rebuilding emergency savings that had been depleted early on in the pandemic, building savings that may have never been there, or just adding to the cushion that was already there. I think the one thing pandemic did is really underscored the importance of having this rainy day fund. A lot of people got that memo, but they're having a tough time really moving the needle on getting that money put away.
Well, we got that memo like 12 years ago following the Great Recession.
Yeah, you would think. We do tend to see coming out of recessions, you do see a pickup in focus on things like saving. What caught up with us after that last recession was year after year after year with pretty stagnant income. And that really acted as a headwind on progress. And we only really started to see progress in the years in terms of income growth in the later years of the economic expansion. Then along comes the pandemic. And we all know what that's done in terms of income disruption, throwing millions of people out of work very quickly. They're getting back to work, but then it takes time to rebuild that savings.
Yeah.
And I think what you're seeing is that there's still a lot of people that are still in that position where they're trying to rebuild or just add to what may have been an initially pretty meager savings cushion.
I'm speaking with Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com. They've got a new survey that finds just 44% of Americans are able to cover a $1,000 emergency expense. Believe it or not, that number is as high as it's been in some time. So for those, I guess, the 56% of Americans who could not cover that expense, how, or with, say, cash or emergency savings, how would they cover it?
We saw a very high reliance on borrowing, and that really continues to be the case. But I think where that's really troubling is on a couple of fronts. Interest rates are going to go up this year. The cost of that debt burden is growing to grow over time, particularly if you have variable rate debt. What was the top form of debt people would utilize for this unplanned expense? Putting it on a credit card and financing that over time. Tends to be very high interest rate debt. About 20% of people pointed to that. 10% said they would borrow from family members or friends. And about 4% said they would take a personal loan. And outside of the borrowing realm, about 1 in 7 said that they would come up with that $1,000 by foregoing spending on other things. So that could be skipping that vacation that was being planned for spring break, or maybe putting off the purchase of that new iPhone or something in order to pay that unplanned expense.
Thanks, Greg. Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com.